Rob says he's going to a movie tomorrow.
Baba, you go to a movie every day.
But he's got the pass that he can go to a movie every day for, you know, for nothing.
You know what? If you get a free cheeseburger pass, don't eat cheeseburger every day. Doesn't mean it's okay to do that.
Well, it's a movie. You know? It's a movie. Sitting.
That's true. It's quite the same.
Yeah, it's different.
It's similar.
I know.
Very similar.
He's eating peanut M&Ms every day.
Well, you know, goddamn well he is. Also, it just, you know, I saw a fucking X on Malcolm showing how many goddamn movies he's been watching. It's not right. You're going to get hemorrhoids.
They like watching movies. They do a movie review podcast. So what do you want them to do?
Okay. They're not reviewing all those movies. Why don't you do the movies review? You got to do all the movies in the theater? It's excessive. Hysteria says it's excessive. It's too much with the movies. You know how many germs you're spreading around going to the goddamn movie theater every day? Like a fucking plague. Disgusting. And if one or more of you fuckers tell me to stay till the end of the credits to watch some stupid clip, I'll kill myself. I get it. It's a little funny clip at the end. They're ordering Indian food together. The superheroes do something funny. Gah.
So much hate. You know, it's I think if you quit this show, you'd probably explode because you have to let it out here every couple weeks.
I just come out here and yell into this fucking microphone anyway. Going to the goddamn theater 20 times because it's free. You know what else is free? I could eat dog shit all day, but I'm not doing it. There's free dog shit everywhere. Everywhere I go, I step into dog shit, but I don't eat it because it's I don't need to. It's a bad thing. Don't go to the goddamn movie every day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's those are the very similar things. Going to a movie and eating dog shit.
Look, just take it easy. You know,
he says twice a week. He says he goes twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week to a triple matinee or whatever the fuck it is.
It's a pretty good deal on that. Eating dog shit equals going to the movies, yes. Pretty good deal on that movie pass thing he's got. What was that a month? Okay. $20? $10? If you see like two movies, you pay for it.
Yeah, I forget what it is.
Oh, he says you can only. He said for it. He says you only can see one movie a day. Jag off.
Okay, so you see 30 movies a month. There's not even that many movies come out.
$10 a month it is.
$10.
You see one movie, you pretty much pays for yourself. I guess MoviePass pays the theater full price, and they sell your consumer data to make up the cost, and the theater makes full price on the ticket. So that's it.
Yeah. What are they selling your fucking data to loser.com? Because you get nothing going on except for sitting in a fucking movie theater all goddamn day.
He says, you watched 100 YouTube videos on knitting, and I watched 2 movies this week.
I said loser.com.
I enjoyed it. Saturday, December 8th, 2017. It's 10:08 p.m. This is show number 414. This is the Van Chat Show.
It's the Van Chat Show.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Turdap. With me, as usual, This host has a chip on his shoulder. It's a Doritos Cool Ranch chip. It's Esta.
Hello, everybody.
Do you like those?
I do.
I thought you did. Also with me, this host has never woke up on the right side of the bed. It's Finn.
Interesting. Hi.
Those are both cliches.
We're back. And I'm back.
Back! Woo! You knew it!
That didn't work. How about...
I am back! Real...
There we go.
Woo! You knew it!
Real quick.
Just what? Before you go on a... Yeah. Cool Ranch or nacho cheese?
I think I'm more of a nacho cheese. I don't know. They're both okay. They're both fine.
No. Pick one.
I'll go nacho cheese. Nacho cheese.
Cool Ranch.
Your Cool Ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when there was Jumpin' Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. What the fuck happened? Why don't they come back?
I don't know.
The fuck?
They've got, like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to remember now. I can't recall. But some sort of, like, hot, super hot one, I think. I don't know. They're always testing something. Apparently the Jack one didn't stick.
Cool Ranch was a good one.
Cool Ranch stuck, though. I mean, they didn't always have Cool Ranch either. They made that
one. Dude, Cool Ranch and nacho cheese were our staples. Right. Staple.
I remember the Jack one. That was pretty good.
That was good, but I was in like junior high. We're talking 25 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't even remember that until you brought it up. The Monterey Jack. I can't even remember how they taste.
When we were younger than that.
Might be right.
Because it was with, I thought they had Monterey Jack in the commercials from, is it Rescue Rangers? I don't know.
Well, I was barely conscious before that. Junior high, I'm talking about like sixth grade.
Right.
Seventh grade, when I had to stand in a line to the Snack Shack and beg bum money from, you know, quarters from people or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Bag of chips probably costs like 50 cents.
Or whatever it was, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Anyway. What about...
But yes, if I have to pick between those two, I'd go Cool Ranch all day.
Okay. It's been a while since I've even had Cool Ranch or nachos, so I'd need a side-by-side, because I'm pretty close on them.
And it's funny, my two kids... One of them's Cool Ranch, one of them's nacho cheese.
And then are they pissed when you get like a bag of the other one? They're like, fuck.
Actually, we rarely buy that, so I don't know. But occasionally, bag of chips, of a road trip or something.
I remember I wanted the variety pack for like lunches, like when I would pack my lunch and never would get them. Like, no, those are bad for you. I'm like, yeah. Variety pack.
They have MSG in them, which is not so bad as they used to say, I think. But it's not great. It's not you don't need an additive in your fucking chips, but.
I have to be honest. I really don't even, I don't even understand exactly what MSG is.
It's a flavor enhancer.
Madio sodium glutenate or whatever, but I don't understand why it's bad. I don't understand.
Monosodium.
Whatever. I mean, I
people said it gave him headaches.
Yeah.
Something else. And, you know, they put in Chinese food. It's a flavor enhancer, and it does enhance the flavors. It makes your food taste better.
That's what I don't understand. You just described exactly why I don't understand it. Like, what is it doing in there? I never know what it's doing in there.
Okay. Well, if you go down to that point, I also don't understand.
Like, I can get to, it makes food taste better. But that's like witchcraft to me. Like, I know what a pistachio tastes like. Are you telling me if I put MSG on a pistachio, it'll taste more like a better pistachio? Or what? How does that work?
I don't know, but I've said this before. I've seen it on American Test Kitchen, and they tested like 20 dishes or whatever. Everyone that had MSG, the chefs were like, better. This is better.
Yeah. Yes,
this is better.
So why am I not just eating like a big bowl of MSG? Because it sounds like it's the best.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
You can buy it, and it's in Doritos. And that's why they're so fucking good.
Somebody just, Kisteria just said you can buy a machine in the jar. I'm trying to say her name right, or his name right, whoever it is.
Kisteria. Kisteria. She said it right.
It's okay.
Are you a girl, Kisteria? Because we will sexually harass you.
I'm going with girl, but I don't know. Why, it just sounds like a girl. And if I'm supposed to know you and I forgot, I'm sorry. But Brighterside says, like weed, it just makes life taste better. I mean, I can wrap my head around weed. I can't wrap my head around MSG. Kisteria says, I'm a boy now. Okay. Because he just said he'd sexually harass her.
I don't know about that. But yes. But you know what? Weed does make things better. I haven't had weed in a while, and I think I should.
Well, show 420 is coming up.
Everyone actually, in January, California legal is coming up.
Right.
What's when is 420?
Well, we're on 414, so we're going to make it. We'll make it to January, and then we can just
It'll be January?
Yeah, we can just go to 7-Eleven and fucking buy a big pile of weed.
Fucking A.
Or not 7-Eleven, but, you know, somewhere. Anyway, thank you everybody that supports us via Patreon and using our Amazon link and Twitch. And that's how fast I got through that this week. How about da?
Did Turd Hat piss into a canteen? Did Esther shave his sweet face clean? Did Sauce chop a lady in the vagine? Let's talk about what happened this week.
Racer SC, I don't think there's anything wrong with MSG. I've been wanting to add it to my food ever since I heard it wasn't bad for you, like they said. Brighterside says Alton Brown says it's okay. I don't know.
No, I have it. You can get it. It's called, there's things that have always had it. There's, what's it called? Flavor enhancer powders that you can buy. It's
called called flavor enhancer or something.
Mystique or what's it called? I have it in my fucking thing. Sometimes I do sprinkle it on some shit. It's cheating.
To make it taste good, right?
It's cheating, That's all. But if you don't give a shit, fucking cheat away.
But if you're
trying to cook something nice for everybody, don't throw it in the way,
Yeah. Well, on the DL for Thanksgiving.
But nobody's going to put that on their recipe.
Right.
I made this amazing thing, but you got to throw in a little of this.
Right.
Because otherwise it tastes like shit.
It's like, whatever. Making sweet potato casserole or something. It's like, da-da-da, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, 8 tablespoons of MSG. And it's delicious.
I have a recipe for this. The best, what do you call it? This is s'more. It's graham crackers, marshmallow, chocolate, sprinkled all with cocaine. Best one you can ever have. Sprinkle cocaine all over.
Feel amazing after this. I want another one of those.
Best. Yeah, you're going to eat them all at night.
How many more do you have of those? I want more. I'm laughing because Susan Sprinkle, all caps, is like, dog story time! And next time Malcolm's like, settle down, Susan. Settle down. But I might as well... It's sort of double. I'll just get through it because I feel like, it's time to just talk about it real quick. And I'll try not to go on too long. And it coincides with I even hate saying I got in a car accident because I didn't do shit. I got rear-ended last Friday and got a concussion. And I apologize for no show last week. I was sitting here at the computer, trying to, start getting ready. And I just realized I couldn't even, it was like I was having trouble concentrating and staring at the screen. And so I just called Turd Hat and was like, I can't do it. And messaged Esta and was like, I can't go. So, my apologies. I hate missing shows, as you guys know. And I wanted to do it, but it sucked. So anyway, I was looking at, dogs for a while. And I was looking at different breeds, and I've done people get on my ass because it's not a quote unquote rescue, even though it kind of is. But my last dog was a rescue dog, all this shit. So I was looking at different breeds of dogs, like what do I like and all their characteristics, all this stuff. And I found one that I really liked, a Polish lowland sheepdog. I just thought they were badass. And they're about half the size of an old English sheepdog, you know, those big like Wile E. Coyote cartoon sheepdog, you know. Those are like 100 pounds. These are like 50, or some of them are even like a little less. So I was like looking around to see if there's any way to get a rescue of those. And there isn't. They aren't very popular here. They're more, you know, in Poland, they have them. So I was like, okay, well, fuck it. I'm going to see if there's a breeder. I'll at least like check into it and see what they cost. And so I started talking to a breeder, and I noticed that she wasn't telling me the price, and it wasn't on her website. Like, just email, you know? Like, I'm emailing her, like, hey, maybe I'm interested in a puppy, da-da-da. And they want to check you out, like, you know, normal shit. Like, I don't want to give my dog to a complete degenerate. So they're asking questions and stuff, and I'm emailing back answers. And so then eventually I get to the point. I'm like, I can't remember how I phrased it. I was like, you know, not to be an asshole without saying that, but not to be a jerk, but there's no price. You know, how much are puppies? Because she's talking about, you know, in the spring, she's going to have puppies, a waiting list, and all this shit. And she's like, the puppies are $3,000. And I was like, well, thanks, but no thanks. You know, I'm not spending 3 G's on, I don't know, just by principle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's ridiculous. And I have no intention of showing a dog or breeding a dog, or I just wanted a dog as a pet. So I just told her that, and I, you know, I said, no thanks, but look, if you come across one that's, you know, needs a home or something, keep my information, and that'll be that. And I, you know, and I might take it off your hands. You know, I'd have to, whatever. So she's okay. And then I started looking at other rescues, and around here, like, if you look at rescue dogs, it's pretty much pit bulls and chihuahuas, and anything other than that gets snapped up in like a day. I mean, even like somebody I work with is fostering dogs for like one of the local rescue places. And he, I don't know if he still does, but he had 3 pit bull puppies. I mean, that's just what there is, which I was interested in. So, I started looking on. What did I say?
You were interested? Or
no, I was not interested in. Okay. No offense to pit bulls, no offense to chihuahuas, just wasn't the type, you know, just wasn't for me. Not that I was like completely had to have this one type dog, it just was, seemed like it would match up pretty well with me or whatever, like things I liked about it. So then I started looking at this lady who rescues dogs from Taiwan. And I guess in Taiwan, like, it's pretty bad, like dogs are just on the street, you know, and they just give no fucks.
So they're fucking eat them.
Yeah. So this lady rescues them and brings them over here, and she puts them all on a website, and they have full health checkups and all this stuff, and they're chipped, and they're this, and they're that. And they're all like about a year old. And I'm like, cool, because I don't necessarily need to have a puppy. I don't want like a, I'd rather not have a dog that's going to die on me in like a year and a half, but you know, 1 year old, fine. So I was looking at that, and those are all short haired dogs, and they're all, you know, pretty cool. They're all Taiwanese mountain dogs, and they were like $300 or $400. But really what you're paying for is so she can keep rescuing them. You know what I mean? And they come like spayed or neutered. They got all their shots. They got their chip. They're, you know, whatever, whatever. So I started looking at those, but I didn't pull the trigger. I was just kind of waiting to see, because she's got some coming in all the time, and I just was waiting to see one that grabbed my eye. So lo and behold, I get a call back from the breeder lady, and she's like, hey, I got a dog that's like a year old, and he's a Polish lowland sheepdog, what I was looking at. And there's a lady in Indiana that's got him that's a breeder. There's a couple things about him. First of all, he's debarked, which means like they cut his vocal cords as a puppy. He's from Poland. They did it in Poland, which I later found out that really bummed me out, because I was like, man, I would never do that, and that sucks or whatever. But I was willing to kind of let that go, I guess. He also had his tail docked there, you know, in Poland before he came here. And there's a breeder in Indiana that was showing him, but he's got like the slightest underbite. And she sent me pictures of his teeth, even. like from, you know, the breeder lady. And you can't even tell, like, but they won't breed him because of that. And she said, he's a year old. He's a sweet dog. Like, she sent me a video of him, all this shit. And she's like, he's yours. And I'm like, well, for how much? She's like, for nothing. And I'm like, fuck, that sounds good to me. And so I got all amped up. Remember, Turdad, I went out to drinks with you and I was showing you the dog. I'm like, hey, I'm getting this fucking dog. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get in contact with the, I really wasn't in contact with the lady in Indiana. I'm just with the local lady that I've been talking to, the breeder. You know, they all talk to each other. So I think I'm getting the dog like that weekend. They got to fly it out here. They got to do all the bullshit, like get some sort of paperwork or whatever. And the lady in Indiana calls me. I find out she's from Poland. She's like 80 years old. And no offense, turned out, I mean this in the nicest way, she sounds basically just like your mom does. Like, she's just kind of batty. You know what I mean? Sure. I'm trying to, you know, I think your mom's cool as shit. I'm just saying she's like all over the fucking place, this lady.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Yeah, man, she's just, you know, she's nice. She's just all over the place. So she calls me and I'm thinking like, yeah, you know, she's going to tell me the flight and tell me the blah, blah, blah. And she's like, hello, you know, hello, Finn. I know you thought you were getting the dog, but I'm giving the dog to Barbara. Like I'm supposed to know who fucking, like I'm supposed to know who fucking Barbara is, right? Like, I'm like, who's that?
Well, she emailed me first a month ago and I offered him to her, but she never responded. But she got back to me the same day you emailed me, but right before. So I'm giving him to Barbara.
I'm like, all right. You know, I'm kind of like, just tell me I'm not getting it. And then, hey, you know, that's it. And I was like, okay, well, that, you know, that's a shame and this and that. And she's like,
she's a judge. She's a superior court judge. So I'm giving it to Barbara.
Like, I need to know any of this, you know, whatever. And so she continued.
My mom.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm just like talking to her like, this is like your mom. And then, I don't remember what else is said. Cause at that point, I'm just listening to this lady kind of go on a little bit, but I'm trying not to be a dick because maybe something else will come along or whatever. Like, I don't want to, you know, be an asshole to these people either. And so she tells me that, hang up the phone, goodbye. So that's when I was really started looking at the Tibetan mountain dogs or whatever, or just something else. Like, I still wasn't sure. And when I said to her, I told her, I'm like, well, if Barbara can't handle the dog, you know, I'll be a backup, give her my information, whatever. So another week goes by and I get a call from her again.
Barbara doesn't want the dog. Do you want the dog?
And I'm like, yeah, I'll have it or whatever. Basically, at the point where I said, I'll have it, she says,
oh, thank God.
And she hangs up the phone, like doesn't even say goodbye, just hangs up. And I'm like, I'm like, all right. So I'm still in contact with the other breeder lady who knows this, you know, Barbara lady's got the dog or whatever. So it turns out that Barbara is a Superior Court judge. She had one of these type of dogs that died like a month before. She had two knee operations and got the dog. And she can't lift the dog. She can't walk the dog. Like, what the fuck are you doing getting this dog when you can't? And it's 1 year old, you know? And so she can't do anything with it. And so that's why she can't have it. There's nothing wrong with it. She's just like, oh, I can't handle it. It's like too much. I'm like, yeah, you know, of course you can't fucking handle it. You can't walk. Like, you can't handle, you know, whatever. So now I'm getting in touch with her. And, you know, hello, Barbara. I leave her a message. And my name's Finn and I'm interested in the dog. So I'm dealing with all these fucking ladies, you know, the one lady after the next here. And now this lady is a Superior Court judge and she's, you know, she's giving me like the fucking once over, not the once over, the 10 times over. You know what I mean? What do you do? Where do you live? Blah, 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 blah. She wants to talk to me. Blah, 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 blah. So meanwhile, I'm supposed to get the dog and I wanted to get it like on a Saturday because I want to have the weekend to kind of get to know it before I have to go back to work, all that stuff. She says, well, I can't do it Saturday. How about Sunday? So I say, okay, great. I'll come over there Sunday. She lives about an hour away or so. So then I'm going to work Friday, and I'm in downtown San Francisco, and a motherfucker rear-ends me. And I know, if for people that don't know San Francisco, on a scale of 1 to 10 of, like, the worst place to have a fucking car wreck, where I had it was at about a 9. Like, the 10 is probably the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge or something, where you're just like, oh, my God. But I'm, like, at 9th and Market, Turd Hat, if you know roughly where that is. And yeah. I'm at a complete stop, and there's somebody in front of me, and they're at a complete stop, and I, you know, I wasn't looking behind me or anything, but I'm just sitting there kind of inching forward. You know how that shit is, like, in traffic mm-hmm. in the morning or whatever. Motherfucker hits me. I don't know how he got even going so fast, but his hood was tacoed, broke both of his headlights, all this shit. I could see his hood tacoed behind my, you know, out my rearview mirror. Threw my head forward and back. My head slammed, you know, jerked forward and then slammed against the fucking seat like whiplash almost. It was more like I got clocked in the head.
You could do that at like 20 miles an hour. That's enough.
Yeah.
It'll fuck you up.
He was going at least that, because there's no way his car would have been as damaged. And I was at a dead stop, foot all the way on the brake. It hit me so hard, it pushed my car into the car in front of me, and I hit her, you know, on the back of her car. And now I'm just like, oh my God. Oh fuck. Like, now I got to deal with the person I hit and the person that hit me. And none of it was my, you know, I didn't do anything. So she gets out, the chick in front of me gets out, and she comes up to my window, and I just point behind me like, you know, this is what fucking happened. And so she's going back there to talk to him, and I'm getting my information out or whatever. Middle of fucking 9th and Market, like, cars going around us, honking. We're in the center lane. There's nowhere to pull off at all. Like, there's no parking. There's no place to go. I go back behind me. It's like an 80-year-old man driving the car. And his son's in the passenger seat. And he must have told his dad not to say a word. Like, don't say anything. Because his dad never talks to me. And me and the girl are kind of like trying to suss our shit out. Like, well, what do we do here? Like, we can't go anywhere. Like, we, you know, it would take us an hour to even find a place to park three cars back to back. So it was like, fuck, just get the insurance information, get pictures of everybody's driver's license, get pictures of the car, and then just bounce. And then we'll deal with it later. So that's what we did. And I'm all charged up on adrenaline now, you know? I just got like rocked, and I'm like, almost like vibrating, like all just, you know, kind of manic and just all over the place. So I go to, we do all of our shit and we leave, and I go to where I was supposed to go for some work shit, and I'm sitting there for a couple hours, and all of a sudden I'm in the mayor's office. I just say where I was, and I'm working at this room kind of off to the side of like City Hall. And they're doing weddings in there. Like, they do weddings in there, like, every day. Full bands, you know, tuxedos, all that shit. People get married in City Hall. They had a fucking full band in there, like, 10 feet outside the door that I was at. And I realized, like, this fucking band is giving me the worst headache. And within an hour or two, my adrenaline wore off, and I realized I was fucked. Like, I had a splitting headache, and, you know, and I was just like, fuck it. And I finished what I had to do, and then I just went to the doctor's. They said, yeah, you got, you know, you probably have like a concussion. Like, it's not, you know, you're going to die thing, but you need somebody to keep an eye on you or whatever. And, stayed with my mom, and, she kept an eye on me, but that's Friday. I got the show Saturday, and I got to go get this fucking dog Sunday and drive an hour. So I canceled the show, as everybody knows, and I was like bummed about that. But then I got to get up Sunday, and I got a splitting headache. I feel better, but not great. But I can't cancel on this fucking Superior Court judge and say I just got in a car accident, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'll never get this fucking dog. So I just go out there and, you know, take the dog to the park. As I'm coming back by myself, I take the dog to the park. And the breeder told her to have me do that. Like, don't go with him, just let him take it. You know, let the dog get used to him, whatever, because he's been bounced around and shit. So take the dog to the park, come back. I'm on my way back, and I see someone leaning out from, like, with a camera, not a cell phone, but like a camera, and they're taking pictures of me. And she fucking hid behind a car and took pictures of me as I'm walking this dog back to her house.
Jeez.
I'm like, what the fuck? And the lady that had the dog, Barbara, so she's snapping pictures of me. And then I get close to her house and I'm like, hi. Like I see you, you know, I'm still probably like a block away. I'm waving at her like, I see you. And she comes out behind the car. She's like, you weren't supposed to see that. And I just didn't say anything because it was like, just let me get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, let me just get through this. So, I'm about ready to leave with the dog. He comes with a crate because that he flew over in it and she didn't want it or whatever. The one thing I didn't have was a collar. I had everything else. I just hadn't thought about it. And she wants me to mail back the $10 collar that he's got on to her. So I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. You know, I was almost ready to just offer to pay her for the collar right there, but I just was like, just do what she wants. I don't know. So we get to the point where I got the leash on the dog and I'm about to load him in. She bursts into tears, like just absolutely loses it. And then she announces, I don't want the dog to see me crying, and just tries to walks out of the room, like to the other room. I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? You know? So whatever. She comes back. I'm like, hey, it's okay. And I said something like, I'd feel bad if you weren't upset or whatever. Meanwhile, she's had the dog for like 5 days or six days or something. You know what I mean? Like, I understand, but it's not like she had the dog for 2 years and I'm taking this dog. So whatever. So I take the dog and, she's like, she makes me promise to send pictures and keep her updated and all this stuff. And she had been emailing me, I think like yesterday or the day before she emailed me for 5 straight days or something like that, you know, wanting to know about the dog. So I sent her pictures, sent her updates, whatever. So anyway, that was the whole story A to Z. He's a great dog. He's a year old, 50 pounds. He looks like a cartoon character, you know. He's great in the car, not aggressive with food. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with him. He needs some obedience training. He knows his name and he knows stay and he knows, you know, no. But I mean, he doesn't like sit, lay down or anything like that. He fetches, take him to the park a bunch. He's good there. He's sniffing other dogs and shit. So I got him, you know, basically got a $3,000 dog for nothing. So I can't complain.
It's so good. All that's good. But it's not a puppy.
It's a year. It's a big dog. He's a year old. Yeah, he's a year old. He turned a year old October 26th. I got his papers going back to his great-great-grandparents, you know. And they're all in Polish because that's where he was born. But yeah, no, I never said I got a puppy. I think other people were saying that, but I got a dog. And I'm fine with that. Like, he acts like a young puppy, you know, kind of dog, but without the potty training, without the whatever. So I probably wouldn't have been as stoked if he was like 6 or something, or, you know,
well, yeah.
8.
But once they're, yeah.
But he's 1, and I'm pretty happy with him. So.
Well, after winter, I want to see that thing with short hair. Or I just want to see it. I mean is I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Because they're furry as fuck. It's hard to tell the fuck's going on under there.
Yeah. You can Google. I don't know if you can Google Polish Lowland Sheepdog shaved. You might be able to. But you can do it with Old English Sheepdog and get an idea. But I'm not going to shave him. You know, I'll still leave some hair on him. But way shorter than he is now. I suppose I should tweet
out. Dude, you can put stripes in there. You could put your name in it on the side.
You could write fuck you in it if you wanted.
Yeah. I mean,
whatever you want. But I'll tell you this. He's, they don't shed really. They don't blow their coat twice a year, whatever. They grow hair and they're like they're hypoallergenic, like poodles are. So there's no allergy problems. Like I had to have them around my mom because I had to stay there and she's allergic to regular dogs. She's got a poodle, which is hypoallergenic. She had no allergy problems at all. And he just doesn't really shed. I mean, the tiniest bit like a human would, you know, like you know, like a normal person would lose a little hair, you know, here and there.
Did you tweet a picture?
I'm going to do it right now. But
I was going to say, is that it hangs over his eyes, doesn't it? She's one got of those it, guys.
If you let it grow that way, she's got a clip so it doesn't right now.
It's like, a girl?
It's a he. Sorry. I meant she, meaning the lady I got him from, took him to the groomer and got him clipped where it doesn't. I'll just tweet this one first. This is my new dog.
Let me look. I'm looking.
I sent you these pictures before, but.
Okay, then I've seen it.
You've seen it, but you can look again if you want. I got to go back because I got my fucking lottery tickets for Cheese Club.
Okay. So, you're right. That's not over his eyes.
Yeah, it just depends on how you want to, you know, if you want to clip him that way or whatever.
The ears are so long.
Yeah, he's furry as fuck. He looks like a melted ice cream when he, here. I'm tweeting a few other pictures here. I just tweeted another one. I mean, he's pretty ridiculous. Here's him. My mom, when I was, you know, when I was staying during the concussion, saw a video of one of these type of dogs when she was looking at him eating a carrot, like just eating a whole carrot. And she wanted to see. She's like, I wonder if he'll eat a fucking carrot. She went out when she went to the store and bought carrots, and I gave him one. He just fucking sat down and ate it. I'm going to tweet the video right now.
Is this picture from your mom's house or your house?
My mom's house. Here you go. There.
Do you have a fireplace at your house?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'll tweet one more and then I'm done.
He's shaggy, dude.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm glad that dog's happy.
Yeah, he's way happier. I'm happy. Everyone's better off with him with me.
Yeah.
This one's real short, but this is just at the park. I've thrown the ball full. Okay. There. Yeah, Eraser SC says Google says they're hypoallergenic. Yeah, they are. XM Malcolm asked his name. There's no hair everywhere. I just said, BGO, he doesn't shed. He doesn't shed at all. There's no hair anywhere. I mean, except on him. But, I mean, I've brushed him and I can't even get much hair out of him. He just doesn't shed.
Well, these pictures are day one shit. I'm just saying, I know he's not going to shed, but
I've had him for a week now and there's no hair anywhere. I mean, you can look it up. They just don't. They grow. The hair doesn't even feel like fur. It feels like.
It doesn't look like fur. Yeah.
It's like softer than the hair on your head. It's like a baby's hair, kind of. Like when you see him running around, it's fucking flying everywhere. It's majestic, like majesty. But,
space. He's a digger, though.
He doesn't dig holes.
He's in the mud. Look around his mouth.
Oh, his mouth. Yeah, he doesn't. But that. Yeah, I mean that. I can't really do too much about. I would probably clip that shorter when I get him to the. You know, when I take him to the thing. Why she left that long? I don't know. Because when he eats or anything, it just goes right on there.
That's true.
I mean, I can't really do too much about that. But it's
weird colors. Look at this. His ears and his butt are black. Yep.
That's it, yeah. Just his ears, and he got a big spot on his butt. But, no, the dog's name is Indy, and I didn't name him that, but that's what they named him, and the breeder was in Indiana. And you can change the name. I even was Googling it and just looking, but I think I'll just leave it, because I don't, you know, why fuck him up, I guess.
Yeah, if they're calling it for a year, I think that's cool. Indy's fine.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, you know, is it my first choice? No, but I don't even have a first choice. I couldn't even think of what I would name him, you know?
Hector.
I was thinking of some sort of human name, you know? Hector the something inspector or whatever. What's that thing?
No. Oh, well, Hector or, you know, I always thought that was a cool name. Because you don't see anyone. Do you know anyone named Hector?
I used to know a guy named Hector. I worked with a guy named Hector.
Did not.
Yeah, my dad knew a guy named Hector too, but I haven't seen anyone named Hector since then.
Hector the art director. That's what I was trying to think of. Excellent, Malcolm. Thank you.
Yeah.
name of one of the shows, but now nah, so far, I mean, I was a little, you know, you don't know anything like what's going to happen when I get him in the car, and I just opened the fucking back door and he's like, car ride. And he just bounced in there, you know,
that's cool.
Took him to the park. He was just chill as fuck. He doesn't pull really, you know, he's just pretty chill and he's lazy. I mean, he's pretty much late when he's not like out of the park, like doing shit, he's laying down. Like you see him in that picture. Oh, that blue mat, by the way, that barber lady almost forced me to get that because it's a cool mat, I guess. Like it's got a gel in it and it stays, I don't know how it works, but it stays cool. You don't plug it in or anything and they like to lay on it. And, sure enough, the motherfucker loves that thing. So I was like, oh, cause I was talking to her. I'm like, oh, I'll order one from Amazon. She's like, yeah, let me know when you get it. Kind of like get it. You know, this is before I got them, like whatever, like 4 or 5 days before I was going to go over there.
I think that's good to have the owner give a shit.
She was concerned. Yeah, it was a little over the top. I mean, but this is the lady that had him for 6 days, you know, not the
owner. Still.
But yeah, I was into
her
being
in love with the dog.
Yeah, I was into her being concerned. She was a little, you know, the I mean, I was hugging her, you know, like before we left. I'm holding her while she's crying into my shoulder, you know, a little bit. But I'm just like, how do I get out of here with this dog? You know what I mean? Like, I'm waiting for her to just change her mind. Cause, you know, she kept saying like, it's really hard and I do love him and, you know, I don't want to let him go. And I'm like, oh, don't do this. Like, I had already not gotten the dog once. You know what I mean? Like, gotten my hopes up. I was out to drinks with you and I'm like, I'm getting this dog. Look at this fucking dog I'm getting. Like, all excited about it. And then I got the call from your mom, basically, and it's like, you aren't getting the dog! I'm like, motherfucker, what the fuck? I was fucking promised this dog. So. Anyway, so far, so good. Oh, and the debarking thing I was mentioning that I was bummed out about, he actually has got about, like, a 50% level bark. So I can hear him from in the house, you know, when he barks. It's just not, like, piercing loud. But he barks pretty okay. You know, but I was
there's good and bad with that, obviously.
Right.
I was at a house this week and there was a dog kind of barking. I didn't even notice because there's always dogs barking, but I heard one of the neighbors yell like, shut your dog up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't yell that shit, but
no, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm used to dog noise, so it wasn't. That part wasn't a problem with me. I was more concerned about the dog. Like, well, if he gets stuck outside, like, how would I even know? Like, he can't tell me, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Well, a cat can do it. They scratch or.
Or even, I'm just saying, like, he gets stuck, you know, his collar gets stuck on a bush or something in the yard. And then he's just out there. Like, I'd have to go find, you know. But he can bark. Mm. I mean, he barks like. He barks at anyone that comes in the house. Oh, this is kind of a trip too. I mean, like, you know, the door opens and he's there like, who is this or whatever. We go to the PARK and I always say that because of Deluxa. You couldn't say park in front of his dog or his dog would go crazy. So he'd be like,
that's right. That's
he'd
right.
be like, you know,
just fucking start running around.
Yeah. So you had to just say like, hey, you know, you going to the PARK or whatever. But, with small dogs, he's totally like romping around like immediately. But if a big dog comes up and he thinks it's kind of a threat, he puts himself in between me and the dog. Like, don't come near my, you know, my owner kind of shit. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And he's chill with him, but he just is like, anything that's a threat, he puts himself in between you and the thing, you know, and tries to kind of guard. So anyway, I don't know what else to save or whatever, but that's
what's his eating those carrots, what's his deuce look like?
You know, I didn't see carrots in his deuce. I'm feeding him the same shit that she fed him otherwise, which is
what's
like
that?
Purina Pro Plan something. Yeah. Something something for coats, like for good coat or whatever. And I got it, she gave me a bag, you know, like whatever, a 10 or 20 pound bag of this stuff, and I just ordered some more off Amazon. And just going to keep him on that shit.
How much bigger is he going to get?
That's it. He's maxed out.
Eh.
About 50 pounds.
That's cool. I like that. That's a good dog.
That's what I was looking for. That was one of the things I was looking for. All my dogs have been 100 pounds. You know, Loki was like 110 or 115 or something pounds. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to scale back on the 115-pound dog, but I don't want like a 10-pound dog either. Like something in the middle. You know, you do get sick of like horse-sized doo-doos outside. And,
yeah,
you know, you're going through like 100 pounds of food a month. You're like, God damn it. Fucking dog just eats. And, all that shit. So I was like, but I don't want, you know, I'm like, it'd be cool to have something that was big enough where it's like, if you don't know if it bites, you'd be a little scared if you're like busting in someone's house, maybe. So, you know.
Dude, I've had a dog that size bite me and it was not cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
Any dog biting you is not cool. I wouldn't want your fucking Jack Russell Terriers to bite my ass either.
Yeah. But, I've seen people scream like a girl run away.
Yeah. Right. But. Yeah, so he's about the right size. I thought brushing him and shit would be way harder than it is, but his hair is super, like, thin and kind of wispy, I guess. So, I mean, he's pretty mellow. Leaves don't stick to him. Only thing I hit that stuck to him was, like, kind of, like, bristly, you know, brambly kind of shit, you know? Like, shit that would stick to a normal dog with kind of long hair, but nothing too crazy, so. Yeah, Swang Tong, I'm a happy dog owner. Brighter Side says he thinks you're weak, Fen. Who, my dog does?
Who does? Well, there is something. I don't prescribe to that. Subscribe? I don't know.
Subscribe to?
I don't like that whole thing where you have to dominate your dog. I mean, I would never hit my dog unless I'm really mad at him. But I don't, you know, all the... There's ways to train your dog that's the right way. And
right.
I'm not good at it. I let them do whatever the fuck they want, pretty much.
I'm considering obedience training. I already looked up a place, but they don't start new classes till January because of all the holidays and all that shit. So I'm not going to worry about it till then. But I want to mention, he was shown. Like, I got a picture of him being shown by some lady, and there's a trophy and shit. And he knows all the stuff to do in the ring, like you see on TV, you know, not like agility shit. I'm just saying, like, you know, they walk, trot him around with a leash and, you know, show him and they say, oh,
did you ask
number one, number two, number three? Yeah.
The match butt thing. Did you ask about that?
No. What was the match butt thing again?
You stick a match in their butt and they shit. So
that's shit. Right.
Oh, yeah, the show. Yeah. No, I didn't ask about that. He hasn't had any problems in that area. He's potty trained and shit.
So he shits outside.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. He doesn't shit in the house. Poops and pees outside. He actually squats when he pees, which I don't know if he's supposed to, but it's good because I think he'd pee all over his fur if he tried to lift a leg, you know? I don't know how he
seems like
pee on himself.
A lot of dogs do that. Squat.
I was wondering about that, like, because he's got so much hair, even if you lifted his leg, there'd be piss all over him. But Zia says the match thing is legit. What do you do exactly?
I thought you light it, blow it out, and then stick in their bee hole. And then you pull it out, and it's like a grenade. But I don't know. Could I do that to myself? I don't know. Could I do it to Esta? Yes.
Definitely not.
I mean, I could do it.
No. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what would happen.
Yeah.
I'd probably go to jail, for one. Does it work?
I'm not sticking anything in anybody's bees. You know, no mat. I don't want to stick anything in there. He goes. Thank you, I'm Almost, and Swang Tong and everybody else. I feel much better now, yeah. Oh, it's Zia says it's so they don't poop in the show ring. She also said, which is true, the show dog community is full of super weird people. That is legit.
Wait, actually, I'm Almost.
Yeah. He says, hey, fan, hope you're okay, mate. Cheers. We'll listen on Monday. Ciao.
He said mate, cheers, and chow in one little sentence.
Yep. Three pack.
So where is he from?
Just about based on the cycle. Trying to remember. I know. I think I'm supposed to know, and I don't think I remember.
Well, main cheers is British, seems like. Or
could be Australian.
Australian.
Yeah.
Australian.
Chow
is straight douchebag or from Italy. So, yeah. I'm going to guess Australian.
Yeah.
Because Australians are kind of cocky. Only a cocky fuck would say chow, unless you're from Italy. What's a chow?
I think that's chow, right?
Yeah, I think it's
Italian. Ciao.
That's what I remember anyway.
Bene, bene.
Bene, bene. What? Ciao.
Yeah.
He didn't throw in a fucking mushy mushy. That one always makes me laugh.
You know, you never hear news about is Italians anymore. They're not doing anything.
Never know what they're doing over there.
They're just sitting there ain't making pizza. They don't even make the, you know. Make a spaghetti.
I'm making the pizza.
What are they doing over there?
The pizza is good, no?
Seriously, they're not doing anything. Everyone's doing shit. Italy's not doing nothing.
Swang Tong says, Venchat, Texas, 2018. T-Hat puts a blown out match up his ass for science.
I might do that. But if I spray a deucer right after that, you can't take pictures and put it on fucking Snapchat, bro.
I mean, you'd want to be in the bathroom ready to go.
No, I'm just going to stay where I'm at.
This is wherever you are. Like, hey, let's do that match thing you're talking about. You're in like someone's hotel room, like sitting next to their bed.
Why does it have to be me?
I don't know. I was just thinking you seem to be the most interested in it. I completely forgot about that.
I'm not talking about it.
You brought up the match thing.
I know, but that's because it's a dog show. It's a dog show thing.
And you're right.
We're talking about dog.
Zia says it's real, and so they don't poop in the show ring. So I don't know.
So yeah. So who's crazy now?
I don't know, but I'm not sticking a match up my butt.
I'm not saying I want you to.
X-Now Malcolm says, I just looked up Italian news on BBC.com and two of the top five stories were about pizza. And he's linking it. He's linking it. I don't know if it'll autoplay video, but I'm going to click it and just look.
That's hilarious. Mozzarella.
There it is. Spinning pizza dough is an art form. And yeah, and then, you know, the two of the five, the another one says pizza twirling gets World Heritage status. That's all Italian.
Dude. They don't do shit in Italy. I mean, nothing gets done over there.
Two of the five stories, 40% of the stories, 40% are about pizza. It's fucking hilarious.
40%.
Anyway, what else do we have here? So I don't know if anyone else has anything they want to ask me, they can ask me, but I think that's enough dog talk to last a while. Oh, except for, I guess your relatives are listening to the show, or your in-laws, and they didn't like things I said last week.
Well, I didn't. My wife said that my relative texted her and was like, "Dude, I don't like you saying there's a puppy mill," and I agree. I didn't say that. You did.
I'm sorry. It's just that's what it said. You said there's like 100 fucking dogs there. And I'm like, oh, it sounds like a puppy mill.
Okay. So I think there's more like 40 or 50. And I apologize to them. But I thought it was nice. I don't have any issue.
I got no issue either.
But yes. Just talking.
And you
it's okay to talk.
You said in the pre-show we were talking, but you said they have a license to have like 50 dogs there, so it's nothing on the DL and everything's fine. It just really what
I really
surprised
don't know
me
the deal.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what really surprised
me. No, I just mean like I don't know what they're. Yeah, go ahead. What really surprised you
was that they listened to the goddamn show.
Yeah, and that's the thing for me too. Who the fuck? I've had 100 people, not 100, maybe literally maybe 20. I've had 20 people say, oh, I'll check that out. Never.
Yeah.
No one's checking it out. And so when someone does say that, I was surprised. But I did, I thought I was pretty, I was positive about everything. I just, when it came up to the dog thing, it did sound like a puppy mill. You said it, and I don't disagree a little bit. I'm not calling it a puppy mill. I'm just saying that's one of the words that comes up. That's chatter. That's going to happen with any conversation, believe it or not, you know.
And FYI, I'm talking out of my ass because I don't know what's going on over there. I'm just, you know.
No, he's never been. And we're not talking about, you know, whatever. We're just talking shit. And as long as we're talking about misunderstandings, you know, this guy with the beard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say his name now, but I was talking shit about Thursday guy.
Well, let me set the stage here for people that forgot. This was I know it was at least 2 weeks ago because we didn't do a show last week, but maybe it was even 3 weeks or a month ago. I don't know. But you'd mention a guy that follows you and he's got a ton of followers and you're like, this guy's just following
me. There's 30,000.
No way he's listening to the show. And, I think I checked and he didn't follow me or Esta. I could be wrong, but I thought that was the case. And then you were like, look at his Twitter and we were talking about his Twitter a little bit, right? And then, lo and behold.
We talked about his Twitter and, yes, I started to go into my gripe thing the same way I do a griping about movie theaters or whatever. You know, I don't like his tweets about whatever. And I don't, you know, do you think that's a real issue? No, it's not an issue. But I'd rather gripe about a non-issue. The same way I gripe about bald people, this left-handed people. I'd rather do that than really get into some kind of serious argument. And so, yeah, I'm talking shit about his straight-haired beard. And whatever, his tweets that are just kind of milquetoast. I don't care. And if I didn't like you, I would unfollow you. But he blocked. I got a block. So. What happened was I go to my Twitter this morning and I was feeling good this morning, actually. And I go to my Twitter and I notice I lost a follower. Okay, whatever. That happens. A lot of times it's someone's been whatever. Maybe someone I hate. And, you know, I block a lot of fucking Nazi sympathizers. But I didn't do anything wrong this week. So
I love the this week on the end.
This week, yeah.
I looked at my Twitter. I looked at who unfollowed me. And there's the guy. The bald guy with the beard that likes Star Trek shit or whatever. He's all in on the geek shit. And I'm saying this now like a dick. Because whatever. But listen. So then I click on his name and I'm blocked. Okay. This is today. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Sorry.
Why? Why would he block me? He has 50,000 followers. I didn't do anything to him directly. The only thing I did was talk shit about him last show on the show. And so I realize now that he listens to the show.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
Whoa. And I guess.
I'm sorry!
His wife still follows me right now, and I'm not gonna, you know. I guess all I'm saying is.
I am so sorry.
What I want to say to you, if you're still listening, and I'm sorry, and we're not laughing at you.
No.
I'm laughing It's ridiculous, but I'm not trying to be a dick. I didn't think you listened. I thought you were like this weird character on my internet Twitter that I could talk shit about.
And not get caught.
I thought you were one. And not get caught. So. I just didn't want you to be mad at me. And I don't want you to. It doesn't help me that you're listening somehow. But as a human being, I truly mean it. I didn't mean to be mean. I was just, you know, just talking shit.
Well,
I don't mean to be mean.
We tend to rip on everybody that, you know, listens to us and whatever. I mean, X-Men Malcolm's sitting in here. He's nicknamed Buttercup, for God's sakes. And I could go right down the list of different people. So it's kind of what we do, but I don't think it, at the heart of it, there's any intent to be, you know, a prick. Unless you really are a prick, in which case, then we do mean it, but.
No, that's, and I totally didn't. I just thought that some of the Thor's Day, Wonder Woman Wednesday, I just thought that was getting older. I was talking shit.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta. I don't know.
So.
At the same time, I'd like to just suggest that you gotta thicken up that skin a little. If you're in the public eye.
Well, what I was saying earlier was that my impression is, and I really don't have anything to base this on. It's just what I would think is that, you know, he's got 30,000 followers. Maybe he listens and he's, you know, it's just kind of like, I don't have time for this fucking nonsense. And he's just like, block and move on. Like, I'm not going to sit here and cry about it. I'm not going to whine about it. I'm just going to get it out of here. That's what I would think. But I don't know. I don't know.
But I would hope that, you know, whatever.
Swang Tong says, what's my nickname? I mean, we had Chess Chief or Chess Champ for a while.
That's right. Yeah. Chess Chief.
Not that that's
Chess
bad.
Chess Chief or $50. Esther says $50 hot dog.
Yeah, $50 hot dog. That's
$40, but yeah.
It goes up like 10 bucks a year when we talk about it.
That's right.
He bought a $140 hot dog, you know, or whatever, like 10 years from now. But, Eraser SC says, you got to roll with the punches. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the deal. We tend to talk some shit about each other or tell stories where we were dumb or make fun of each other for dumb things we did. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's pretty much ELE, everybody love everybody.
I'm going to say his name.
It's up to you. I don't even remember. I mean, the guy doesn't follow me, and I was as surprised to find out he listens as you do. As you were.
Yeah, me too. And his name is Odin Omen, and I'm sorry that I said whatever it was. But, you know, I'm so black half the time. I'm not joking. I'm sorry.
I believe you.
Come back. You know, I don't need you to follow me. I don't need anything.
I'm sorry!
I block guys that don't even know they're blocked yet.
Brighter Side says, go ahead.
His name is Odin _ Omen. I think he's a good guy.
I feel like
I
feel like he's one of those people that's trying to bring positivity to a Twitch channel. And I follow a couple people like that, and they just, you know, that's just what they are. They kind of don't ever say anything bad about anybody and just kind of try and do their thing.
Well, you know who else I see do that? There's people that want to be liked. And just being positive is not going to make you liked. I don't know. I don't want to say being negative, but just the same way. X-Men Malcolm. I hate the way he likes every fucking movie. I hate it.
He would argue that that's
bad.
Not true.
He doesn't though.
Don't feel bad. I'm saying, don't be mad. Whatever.
What's with the burps tonight, Eraser SC said? Was there a lot of burps? Is it me burping? I don't even.
Oh, no. Do I know that Eraser SC?
Sorry if I'm burping. I don't even know if it's me.
Probably me.
Next time Malcolm says, stop mischaracterizing me.
That's right. No, sorry.
I just looked up all my sorries. I don't even know what all these are.
There are some.
Well, I'm just trying to do short ones.
Sorry to disappoint you. Guess I'm too dull to be around.
Who's that?
That member that was Eeyore. Like,
that's Eeyore. That's Meow. That's Meow.
That was the. I think that was the where we got it.
Sorry to disappoint you. Guess I'm too dull to be around.
And then.
I'm not sorry.
I don't know what this one is either.
Say your fucking sorries. Shove up your fucking ass.
You know.
Tell him I'm very sorry and I'm coming to pick it up.
I mean, things like that. The ones pretty much what I've already played.
I'm sorry!
Sorry, I don't want to wear out my welcome. Sorry, I'm picking on Esta. Esta. Sorry.
Anyway. Exo Malcolm says, looks like he has some health issues. Maybe he's trying to stay positive to get through that. Or maybe he's just a positive person.
I know that, Exo Malcolm, you fucking asshole. What do you think I'm doing here? I'm saying I'm sorry. If I knew he was listening, I wouldn't be fucking talking shit about him. I like to talk shit behind my back.
I'm trying to say sorry. So for the record, we got this guy who was a block and I'm sure not listening anymore. Then we have your relatives who fired off a hot text to the wife and said, hey, calm down with the fucking puppy mill bullshit.
Well, frankly, she gets hot texts about me much worse than that on a weekly basis or whatever.
I probably didn't even make the top 10.
Oh, good. That's fine. We're good. Yeah, she says, it's a puppy mill? It's a legal puppy mill? Okay, we're good.
Yeah, that's not even top 10 for the week. Didn't even crack the top 20.
Oh, did I call in?
Yeah, he's well. I mean,
if you are listening, probably call in and now. I will do whatever you want. You want me to tattoo some shit on my chest? I'll do it.
That reminds me, I did pull it. Well, it's sorry, I'm not trying to change the subject. You can't even understand this guy. But this guy, him and his friends were going out and gonna get wasted at some sort of party. I mean, he's in the UK somewhere, but I can't barely understand him. He got a big curly handlebar henna mustache tattoo, like henna, that's supposed to wear off in like a day or two or whatever it wears off. But mm-hmm. You know, a goofy like goes around, you know, goes to the side and then a big curly Q on each end, you know? Motherfucker was like allergic to henna or some shit, and it's scarred on his face, and he may have it forever.
Went Benidorm Wednesday, up for the Benidorm Fiesta. Got to Friday, thought it was funny to have a henna tattoo with my friend. Weren't the best idea. Got a, it started reacting. The whole face was pushing out. Blisters come Sunday, sort of 2 o'clock in the morning. Weren't sure if I'd fly. Eventually took the risk and did. Airways were closing up and, you know, had a bad allergic reaction. And then come, as I landed in, struggled to get through passport control because my face didn't look like it did on the passport photo.
Anyway, if I didn't explain to you what that was, I think, I mean, I couldn't under, you know, I could get about a 20% of that. But yeah, the guy got a big curly Q henna tattoo and then it burned into his skin, started to blister over, and now he's got scars. Henna tattoo, like a scar of a big curly Q mustache on his face. So he's got to live with that for the rest of his life.
Can he grow a real mustache?
There was like a little video of it, but he had a regular mustache, but the problem is that it's way off, you know, it's like a cartoon, you know? It's way off the side of his face, curling in like boop, 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 like little curls on the side. And he's just fucking, he's fucked. He's just fucked. But I thought that was kind of funny. What else did I have here? Oh, I think we talked about it already. I mean, just that kids work harder when they're dressed up like a Batman. Did you hear about that?
No.
Like, there was a study done, and if you dress your kid like a superhero, they work harder than if they aren't. I'll put the link in the chat room, but that's basically the gist of it. I thought that was interesting. So if your kid's not doing something and you want him to do it, dress him up. I mean, it doesn't have to be Batman, but, you know, get him in like a costume and they'll do their thing. So take a look at it.
180, my kid sleeps in a costume.
184 and 6-year-old children were asked to complete a repetitive task for 10 minutes and blah, blah, blah. And the ones that wore like a Batman or a Dora the Explorer or something outfit did better than the ones that did not. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, are your kids kind of dressing up in outfits every day? I mean, for kicks? That's no, kind of their age.
Chuck got a Halo armor suit, but he's been wearing it as his like nightgown.
Yeah. I think I saw a picture of it. It looked pretty badass.
If I remember correctly. I mean, I would wear that.
Trying to think, did you guys have any like outfit that you wore when you were a kid? You like that?
No, not that I remember.
No.
I saw pictures of myself in like kid clothes.
I don't think I had a lot of
ninja shirts, like ninja tape things.
Dude, did you have a full ninja outfit at one point?
No, I did not.
Like a ninja, like the mask, that the shoes that had two toes.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I had the whole fucking thing.
That's pretty badass. It's a big
deal.
Let me see what else there was here. Well, go ahead.
It's just in the 80s and the 90s, early 90s and the late 80s, ninjas were the deal.
They were.
You were a ninja. You got to be a ninja.
Well, what's funny was, like, we had some video game stuff, but not a lot. Like, what are you going to dress up as? Like, asteroids or fucking, you know, Super Breakout or something? Like, you had a few things. I mean, I guess you started getting into the Mario stuff, but nobody, I don't remember people dressing up like that. Mm. And we didn't have superhero. Excuse me. We didn't have superhero movies really either. I mean, there was old Superman. No, the video game
shit was frowned upon.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're playing video? What do you mean you're playing video game? Like, people were like, no, no, no.
Dude, I still give my mom and my aunt shit because we would play, you know, like my cousin and I would play video games and they were just, you know, it was like, that's going to rot your brain. Like, that's enough with the video games. Like, a lot of that shit.
Rot your brain.
And then now try and get them off the iPad. You know what I mean? Like, fucking game, like, all day messing around on that goddamn thing. Which is fine. I'm just saying, like, you know.
I don't think it's fine, but.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean? I don't care.
Honestly, they're learning more on that thing than standing with their fucking retarded parents.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, no, I'm saying, you know, it's fine that my mom's on it. I don't give a shit. I'm just saying, it's like, you used to yell at me for this exact thing, like playing video games, you know. I have a really gross pimple popper thing. It's not a video, it's a picture, but
let's see how gross you think it is.
I thought it was pretty gross, so I'm gonna put it in the chat room. You have to scroll down. What do
you
to
got?
See
you got a little thing in your throat.
Yeah, I don't know, I just swallowed something the wrong way, sorry. But
it's okay.
This guy popped a pimple with a woodworking blade and then got an infection, like some sort of rare infection that just, and of course for 7 months he didn't do anything. And then,
yes,
jeez,
he got all crazy. Now this is gross, you know, NSFW. Here's the link, but you got to scroll down to see it.
Interest.
So, no, that's not mine. That's probably Brighter Side posted something above me.
God damn it, Brighter Side.
What's he posting Pinterest shit of?
I don't know. I don't look at Pinterest.
Did you just make a noise, Esta?
Yeah. That's...
Fuck. You see it?
On his lip?
Scroll down.
I did. It looks. It's on the bottom of his lip.
Yeah, a huge thing. You act like it's like a dot. It's his whole fucking lip is jacked.
Yeah, but you can't pop that. That's a wart.
No. He tried to pop it when he had a pimple with a woodworking blade, and it got infected, and he didn't do anything. And then that's what he got. Boy, there's never anything. Esta almost threw up, and you're just like,
I would say that's a wart of some kind.
You can read the thing.
I'm not gonna.
Infection, large hemicrusted vercuous erythematous plaque with a rolled indurated border on the lower vermilion and cutaneous lips.
Those are some big words.
I couldn't, yeah, I probably mispronounced those, but translation, the infected area around his mouth was firm, appeared wart-like, and there's a lot of dried blood, but it was an infection. And they had to cut it off, I guess. Cut something off.
Well, if it's an infection, then you take antibiotics, right?
I guess. I just saw it, I was like, oh, so I thought I'd show you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've seen some shit.
Mr. Unimpressed.
Right. And now I could be impressed, but I just, not with the gross shit. I like gross shit, and this is not gross. I don't know what that is. Poor bastard.
Well, it was gross to me, and I heard Esta make a noise, so.
I'm more grossed out by his lower lip, because it's so crusty. You know what? Who this looks like is Milty. That looks like Milty's mouth. And, you know, there's a chance it could be him. Because he goes down a lot of hookers.
Woodworking blade, it says.
Old woodwork.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all over his lower lip on the outside. I don't know how you fucking leave that. And just, you know, when it's half that bad, you're like, well, I bet, you know, on with my day, I guess.
You know. Just some nasty bumps on the roof of his mouth.
I'm not going to read that X on Malcolm. How dare you? He's getting spicy.
Yeah, bump. Looks down. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I thought you might. Oh, maybe not. One more. What did I find? Do you, at home, do you pee standing up or sitting down?
I do both, but mostly standing up.
Interesting. Well, this was a study in Japan, so it maybe taints it just because it's not here. But they found 54% pee while standing on their own volition, 35% pee while seated on their own volition, 8.3% pee while seated because they were told to by family, and 1% pee while standing because they were told to by family. I don't know why your family would tell you to pee standing, but I just found it interesting that 35% of males pee while seated of their own volition. Here's the link to the thing. So it just got me thinking, you know how we always see these studies and then you're like, who's that 34%? You know? And I'm looking in the chat room and there's like BGO, X-Nut Malcolm, Brighter, Swang Tong. One of you pees sitting down is what that means. At least one. Right? Who's peeing sitting down? Or one of us pees sitting down. I guess it's T-Hat.
Definitely not me.
Well, I don't pee sitting down, but sometimes I go down thinking, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And only pee happens.
But you don't walk in knowing it's only number one and then put the seat down and pee and sit down.
No, I would stand up.
Okay. I was just curious how that works.
No, I've never decided to pee sitting down.
That's the question.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Like, if I'm going in and maybe there's something going on, you know, sure, I'll have a sit down. Let's see what happens. But
yeah, if I want to check my phone.
But if I'm going in and I know it's a number one, I'm in and I'm out and standing up. Brightside says it's more sanitary most of the time. Yeah, that's the idea. And the 35%, well, I guess because you're sitting and you're not going to get it anywhere except for in the bowl.
Well, because you want to smear your butt on a common butt area. That's more sanitary than not touching the butt?
I don't know. Breyer says I stand up in.
Sorry, Breyer said.
He says I stand up in public, which means he sits in private, I think. Twong Tong says I sit down when I'm drunk. He says plus we don't Japanese toilets. I think he means use Japanese toilets, but if you look at the picture on there, they're using regular toilets in the picture. I mean, it's a cartoon drawing, but Breyer said says yeah, no pee on the floor. I don't know. I was just curious because it seemed like a high number.
There's a huge bowl. Right yeah. in front of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know you're not that tall. You can hit the fucking bowl. So why are you sitting down?
I think everybody can hit the bowl. It's the split stream and other things.
I mean, well, yeah.
There's other things, sure.
Riderside says it's science.
Okay. So does that mean it's splashing in your butt?
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're at home, this is supposed to be when you're at home, not like out.
If I'm at home, I stand up unless I'm like kind of iffy and I want to look at my phone, I go sit down.
Right.
It's science. It's science.
How's that for science?
Zia says, don't guys' bathrooms have those paper things in the stalls? Yeah, but we're talking about at home. Like, 35% sit because they want to sit, and then another 8% sit because they were told to sit. Like, their family or their wife or whoever said, like, hey, you sit down when you pee. I don't want to deal with your nonsense. You shouldn't
sit. No. Men have a wiener. I can pee any position.
Yeah.
So can women. But I can aim it.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
I don't know why you have that clip, but...
We've had it for years. I don't remember either. I remember in my mind, I'm like, oh, we have this, I know.
Girls, when you see a girl pee for the first time, it's like they pee like a horse. The pee comes out. Now you're like, oh, damn. I thought you were going to pee like a tainty woman, but it's like a horse piss coming out of there.
The visual of that. Exile Malkin says, I stand up to shit. What are the numbers on that?
All right, done.
Touche, sir. Touché. Well done. Oh, shit. Well, anything else that you guys had in the past couple weeks you want to talk about? We got some phone calls and emails to do. We have a turnout to help you to do.
Let's take care of it. Let's take care of business.
Yeah. I don't know. If you guys think of anything, fire away. But I got my business done. Oh, I always forget if this person has a different name, but I looked on my emails and I didn't see it. But before we get into phone calls, emails, actually, we need to do two things. We have some other business. Number one is Secret Santa. So I've had probably like four or five people message me or email or something saying like, hey, I don't really know my Secret Santee person that well. What should I get them? And so Turdat and S and I were having a discussion off the air before we even started for Patreon. Like, what do we, you know, because, you know, It's tough, but I think, what do you think, Turdette? Just go with your gut and just send something silly?
Well, silly? I don't think that's...
I don't know. What I mean, you know, what do we tell people that don't know their Secret Santa too well? I wouldn't be that concerned about it. Just send
something.
Why don't
you send something that you'd like to send? I sent something that's about $26. And I have Amazon Prime, so it's free shipping. But what I would get, what I would say to you, and you know what? It seems like everything on Amazon is about $26. As far as I can tell. But what I want you to decide is do what you have to do. Like, make it happy for you. To send a piece of you to that person.
Right. And don't
get too... So is that a candle, a scented candle? Maybe. Is that, you know, electroshock thing? I don't know what you're doing. Take care of your business.
Yeah, don't get too hung up on it, because odds are your Secret Santa doesn't know you either, kind of, you know? So, just, in you know, send something you would enjoy, or something goofy, or whatever.
Something you think they would never buy for themselves.
Yeah,
but they want. You think they want it.
You can just think they never buy it. You can just think they want it, even if they really don't want it.
You know they want it.
There's been plenty of just silly gifts in the past, or odd gifts, or white elephant shit, or whatever. You know, it could be anything. So don't go too. Don't get.
Has any gone wrong? Whatever. I think that one with what's his name, but he. The I don't think
double-headed dildo.
Seems like he didn't like it. I don't know. I'm playing the game.
He did not seem to like that, because he claimed his father.
But I bet you know why he hasn't been around.
He's neck deep in that dildo.
He's got so many. He loves that dildo.
Bought a couple more. He's got all plugged.
Dildo all day.
Or he's out looking for someone that'll use the other end of it with him, because it was double, right? It's on a journey. I don't know.
Before I forget, can I say something weird?
Can we stop you, really?
Yeah, you can. You can say no. You can veto me right now.
No, I wouldn't.
No veto?
I mean, we have no idea what it is, so, you know, I can't say no to something I don't know. It's like, you know.
I'm just saying in the future I'll allow a veto, but right now there's no veto. So one time, I don't know, my friend, his name is Alex, he was like, look at this, and it's a video. It's a video on the internet, okay? And there's a girl, you know, with an enormous dildo in her butt. And she's going up and down. Okay, I know this is raunchy. But then it like...
This isn't even the raunchiest thing we've said in the past 20 minutes, so fine.
No. It's going up and down, and then it kind of falls out, you know? And then her butt inverts. Then her whole butt comes out of the butt.
Oh, come on! Okay.
And there was a...
It's worse.
It was the size of a softball.
Come on, man. Come on.
A big ball comes out of her butt.
How am I supposed to know to veto that? I don't know what that.
Well, Asta said he wanted to hear it.
I just didn't know what I was going to hear. It's like if you walked up to somebody and you had like your hand closed and you said like, I want you to put this in your mouth, but you can veto it. And you're like, but I don't know what it is. You just put it in your mouth. No veto.
Hey, Thursday guy. I'm sorry about that story.
That's not who
puppy
you
milk
to...
people.
Yes.
Puppy milk. I'm sorry.
You got to apologize to your relatives.
Sorry.
That's the first thing that went through my head when you were like, and then it fell out and I'm like, oh my God, his relatives.
Brother. I'm sorry. But the whole butthole decided to come out. And there was a ball outside.
Oh, man.
Big ball. It was like a flower. It was a big... I don't know what happened.
He took it out.
So bad.
I can find it, I bet.
No, no. We got things to do here. There was something else I was going to mention. Brighter Side mentioned, he said, I don't know, I guess I'm already blowing him up, but he just said, I didn't know mine, my Secret Santa. This isn't bad. So I bought them one of Meech's shirts. And and that's a cool idea. Go to meech.threadless.com, M-E-E-C-H, and he's got cool art. So that's something you could get somebody, and I would be down with that if that was me. Why are you laughing at that?
I don't know. I'd be down with that if that was me.
Well, getting a shirt, getting one of Meech's shirts.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. That's
a good gift. But I also want to mention, we don't have a game tonight, but Meech has offered to make some art for a winner of a game next time we play a game. So thanks to him for that too, which I think is going to be kind of cool. More details on that, like when we have a game to play. But I thought that was kind of a unique prize. Show title, Bryce said, so show title, Turd Hat is Sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry about some things.
It's not. Yeah. Yeah. He's sorry, but he's not that sorry.
I mean, I think that I'm not sorry. I wouldn't.
I'm not sorry!
I wouldn't not say what I would not do what I did, or whatever it was. Same with you, BGO, with your wife. I did it.
That's enough of that. Whoa,
bah, 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 bah.
Quite enough of
what
that.
What was that? That was the best. And that sound.
What was it? What sound?
Can't remember how it sounded. But it was me, like, yelling about BGO's wife's vagina.
Oh,
like, yeah,
you're cackling. Okay.
Oh, whatever yeah. It was. It was like some BGO's wife and I'm fingering her.
Give me a moment. I've got it. Woo-woo-woo.
Or something.
Woo! Woo!
I think this one might have been the one.
Woo, 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 woo!
All your cackles, yeah.
Woo, 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 woo!
Who does? Chris?
Real proud of him. Real proud of himself. okay. This is where I was going with this. Shit, I know there's something else. Secret Santa. Well, whatever. If I think of it, I'll mention it. But Tele, T-E space L-E. And I can't remember if there's a person with another name or that's a person with another name, you know. But I looked in the email and that was just what I got, Tele. But I've gotten several emails from the person. I just don't recall if there's, you know, it stands for something else. But says, hi, guys. Hope everything is going great. Excited for the holidays. I like the old email song better. I hope you have a great week. Can't wait for the next show. Have a great night. Talk to you later, Tele. So for phone calls and emails, I've got some of the older stuff. We've got a bunch of them here. I've got a few that we don't even remember, I think. Let me see. Do you remember Bird Tits?
Uh-huh.
Bird Tits did a phone call email thing one time. So let's check it out, because I haven't heard it in years.
It's time for us to read our email and listen to our phone calls.
Just fades out right there. Pull your pants down. It's email time. And I remember I found this one too. Remember this one?
Uh-huh.
phone calls, emails.
For some reason, it says phone calls, emails, high on bacon. I don't remember why.
Phone calls, emails.
And then I got this one. Of course, we know. I won't play these all the way through. These are the BGO ones.
Email.
We all know that one. And then we got the Show 200 Live one.
You ready? Fuck up. You ready?
As we know.
The
show's about
to sing some shit for you right now.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Tell me, you know, tell me whenever you're ready.
And then...
I'm not sure the clip I sent you, so fuck it.
I'm just going to let it sing the first game. So we know that one. So that one was the Live in Vegas one. Then I got this one. Remember this one?
Email. Phone calls. Email. Phone calls.
You know, that one. And then I got this one from Show 100. Maybe that's the... Well, maybe that's the same one. But anyway, I don't know which one the guy liked. So I think we... Did we get through enough of them? I think that's all I got. And then I got this for some reason.
Eat 1,000 dicks.
That was also BGO. You couldn't recognize that.
I did not.
It didn't sound like him. I played it and I was like, that's BGO? I'm going to see what show number that was, just out of curiosity. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway. Phone calls, emails. We have got... Oh, shoot. Did I not... I think this is Talon 7, but I think I forgot to pull the name. Good morning, Fen. I've just seen your tweet this morning. I hope all is well for you. And take care of yourself. I wish you a speedy recovery. Concussions are nothing to mess with. Go to Turdat's house and have him cook dinner for you. Talon 7. So...
I would if you come over.
Yeah.
Well, any day of the week, if you come over, I will cook you dinner.
I was good to go that time. Maybe at some point I'll bring my dog over too. Let your friends see him.
My kids love dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, my business partner's like, my wife's coming over to steal your fucking dog. They were way into it. But dog stories. Meowth sent me in a dog story. She says, hello, VentChat. She says, hello, VentChat. Meowth900 here. I'm trying to do that in my Meowth voice. Says, hope Fen has some good dog stories this week. I have a dog story for you guys. I saw two big dogs hanging out at the local playground where I walk my dog at. We usually walk in there between lunchtime and sunset time. This week, I walked in the park my usual route. I saw a brown thing really far out in the park field grass. I stopped walking and stopped my dog, not recognizing whatever was out there. At first, I thought it was a tree branch, but I noticed it was moving like it was grooming itself. Then I saw pointy ears and thought it was a bear. Then I saw the signature pointy dog snout, and the dog just like laid down on the grass. Then I look over to the right side and I see a rather large black dog staring us down, kind of like saying, get out of here, this is our territory now. And it was pretty big, kind of looked like a wolf. My dog started to get in that guard dog position, but wasn't making noise yet. I thought maybe there was somebody's pets, but I didn't see any people around anywhere. Park was basically empty, so I just slowly took out my phone, took a picture of both of them, and went home. I figure if there was two of them lounging out there, it could be possible that there are more out there. After Googling wolf pics, I didn't see any brown and black ones, and I also didn't see any news of wolf sightings where I live. I did see newspaper reports of coyote sightings. I looked at the pictures of coyotes and the fur pattern match and the colors of the dogs I saw at the park. So I must have saw two coyotes that day just hanging out in the park field. I guess this is what happens when there's enough people leaving chicken bones and other various unfinished meats on the ground. Anyways, going to avoid walking in the park for a while and will keep an eye on both my dogs when they go outside to relieve themselves. Meowth 900. So it sounds like she saw a couple coyotes out there. I saw a fucking coyote in San Francisco the other day. Downtown. Not downtown, but, you know, like, where, There's no park nearby. Just trotting down the sidewalk, like no big whoop. Kind of a trip. Your thoughts? Any comments on Meowth's coyote story? You still there? Let's just all be quiet for a while. So, should I move on? Should I just sit here quietly?
Estes muted. I'm just being quiet.
Is Estes muted or just deciding to not talk?
No, he's muted.
I feel like there's some sort of practical joke on me here I'm not understanding. Like, I got a good idea. What about if Fen reads an email and then we just say nothing for like 10 minutes straight?
What do you think, Esta?
Sorry, I was away from the computer for a second.
So it's okay, it's okay. Huh? Turdat didn't say anything, and then you didn't say anything, and then I just sat here like, I think I'm by myself maybe for a minute. Anyway, Diablocito sent me in this link.
A link.
So I'll put in the chat room to you. Brighter Side said Esta was peeing sitting down.
No, he wasn't.
And then when he, then when he came back, he said, told you. Anyway, Diablocito sent me this link that says FBI seizes over 3,000 penises during raid at morgue employee's home. And you can see a picture of the guy. He looks like he's got a poof on the top of his head. Crazy hair, all this shit. And you can read the story, but basically it just says there's missing organs and body parts and 3,178 embalmed human penises at this guy's house. And then he emailed me back. Well, I'll play this for you.
I think I saw that link when the internet was first invented.
Where is it? I looked it up and got this.
The FBI seizes 3,000 penises from a Harris County home. This was an actual headline going around. Apparently, 54-year-old Dave Murray, who works at the Harris County morgue, had been smuggling private parts out of the workplace. He stashed them on shelves, in jars. He'd been doing it for 10 years, they said. Took agents 7 hours to gather them all up. 53 criminal charges. But is it true? No, guys, this is totally fake. First of all, it sounds outlandish, but this came from worldnewsdailyreport.com. Watch out for this website if you see it on Facebook or articles people are sharing. At the bottom of their site, they have a disclaimer that they are total satire, and they call any resemblance of their stories to truth a pure miracle. So no, no one is stockpiling trouser snakes in Houston, at least none that we know of.
But to his credit, he emailed me later and said, oh, I just found out it was fake. So, but I Googled it and I was like, wait a minute. And I found that clip and I pulled it first. And then he emailed me at some point and said it was fake.
Trouser snake?
Yeah, she's being real funny there. Trouser. No, guys, it's not real. And then next time Malcolm sent me this. And twinkletush.com, and he said it reminded me of you guys. twinkletush.com. I put the link in the chat room. It's a thing that you put on the base of your cat's tail that covers their beehole, so you don't see their beehole all day. You know what I'm saying?
But I like to see the beehole.
That's as disturbing as the Twinkle Tush itself. I don't know how this works. I think it's kind of a gag gift, but I think it's real. I mean, you could really, I don't think a cat would leave it on there very long. But,
yeah, I don't think so.
The cat would be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be fucking, that thing would be off its butt.
Ew.
It's like,
I'm looking at the video.
Yeah, I didn't play the video, but it's
just
like,
it goes on the base of the tail.
Yeah, it's got a little string or something that wraps around the base of the tail, and then it hangs down over its beehole.
But it's like a treasure. It's like a sparkling...
It's a gem, yeah. Like that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, like that one that the lady had in Titanic. She throws in the water. The heart of the sea or some shit, or whatever it is.
That's true.
So, thank you, Excellent Malcolm, for the twinkle tush. Yeah, I think we remind him of it is because didn't you... Was it for Secret Santa you got cat butt stickers? Or somebody sent you cat butt stickers?
Yeah. It What's her name, dude?
It is you, since Susan Sprinkle? Or not Susan what? Sprinkle? That sent you the cat butt picture.
No, it was not. It was Erica J.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I think it is you burping, because Briarside just said burp, but I like to see the beehole. I think you're the what? Burper. Someone said there's a lot of burping tonight.
I don't. I'm not afraid of burping.
Apparently not. Apparently not. I couldn't tell if it was me or you because I wasn't paying attention. Let's see. Talon7 sent me this. I know they're all duty, but this lady who delivers Amazon packages. Here, let me click on this, Turdat. There's no sound, so you have to just describe it. But I can describe it. This lady who works for Amazon delivering packages rolls up. There's video, but there's no audio to it. Rolls up to somebody's house and they've got a camera, you know, on the outside of their house so they can watch the front of their house. Drops off the Amazon package and then opens the passenger side of her van door to kind of hide behind and drops a huge deucer on the ground. And rolls out, delivering her Amazon packages. Let me see. Where was the thing?
It's doing some fucking bad shit.
That says this show is all shit. Look, I can't. I'm not responsible for this one.
But listen,
your computer's full of viruses, probably.
I'm watching it now. Okay. But I noticed today there was a van rolls up, and it's one of these rental vans. Amazon is having people rent these fucking vans.
Yeah, this is a U-Haul, the one that she's using to deliver.
The same shit came to my office today, and they bring in a package, and they're like, here, these guys aren't fucking nothing. They're not UPS. There's no accountability. It's just some asshole with a rental van stacked with shit.
I bet you they have to hire more people during the Christmas season to deliver shit. Wouldn't you think?
She took a shit behind that door. That's what's happening right here?
Yeah. She opened up the passenger side door and took a dump on the ground in front of this lady's house. And then hops in the van and rolls out. And it's funny. The funny part is this lady calls up, and it's a woman that takes a dump there. And she says, Amazon, why is your driver squatting in front of my house? And I guess the person says, the woman's supervisor came out in his personal car, but apparently was not prepared for the cleanup, not prepared to clean up, and says, he was in shock when he saw the size of it. On the ground. He ended up scooping it up with a plastic bag, but didn't want to take it with him. He didn't want to take it with him because it smelled really bad. And then it says, I guess the garbage can will smell like shit for the next few days. And lady says, I also had to hose down the gutter and sidewalk area after he left. So he did come out and pick it up and put it in her garbage. But he said it was really big. Like he couldn't believe how big it was. The doo-doo was.
I can't believe.
And she's not a big lady. I mean, she, you know.
Did I already tell you about my invention, the upper decker?
No.
It's a big double tapered deuce, but it's like a foot long. And you drop it in someone's upper deck, like a tank.
Uh huh.
Maybe after like.
a day, it starts to make a noise. Like,
what do you mean, like and a
then,
noise?
And then when it, something so that they look in the upper deck.
Okay. Okay.
So they open the tank and they're like, there's a giant deuce in here. It's floating at the top. But if you roll it over, maybe it says something like, whatever, you just got upper decked.
Upperdeck.com.
Whatever it is. But it could make a noise. You could say like, hey, hey,
in your toilet. And then,
look at him. Look up here.
Over here. In your toilet.
And then someone looks up there, and there's a giant deuce up there. And you're like, duh. Yeah.
It's a good Secret Santa gift.
Took the most perfect double-tapered shit I've ever had in my life.
Anytime you go to someone's house, you bring a double-taper. You have one taped to your leg, and you can drop it in anywhere. Yeah.
Shit. All right, here's our last email here. And then we just have a couple phone calls. And then, Turd to help you. This is from Cassie. And this was a comment about 2 weeks ago when you were doing Panders, Panders Turd to help you.
Yeah, I got lucky. Remember?
So, cause she said, that to try and guess who it was. And one of the guesses you said was Cassie. But anyway, she says, hey guys, it's been ages since I've called and or emailed. I wanted to send in a call today, but I'm a basketball coach and my voice is shot after a game today. So email it is. I digress. I couldn't ignore that during Turd at Help You last week, when T-Hat was trying to guess who the author of the question that was sent in, he threw out, who was the girl I thought you'd hook up with? Cassie? Remember meeting me? And she says, did I miss something? An advance of some kind? In the event I did, I just want to say, Fen, how you doing? Wink, wink, wink. Wink, wink, smoochy, smoochy. She says, I know I love you guys, all of you, but that made my ears perk up a little. So random. Have a great show, guys. Love, Cassie. So, thank you, Cassie.
See, I don't have a recollection of a lot of this shit, but I thought you would. She seemed to like you, and you just seemed to not have any interest.
No, she was going to go to the meetup, and she didn't go to the meetup. There wasn't, you know, we'll see what happens. I've never met the woman, except for just on the internet, you know?
Yeah, well.
That's all. There's a little
What's the worst that could happen?
Nothing bad. Nothing bad. I've never met her, that's all. We'll see what happens. She just gave me a how you doing and a wink, wink, smoochy, smoochy. So. I've got a little fruit fly in my fucking wine right now, which I'm drinking because I don't have anything else. I'm trying to get it out.
A lot of us drink shit because we don't have nothing else.
Oh, I like my wine. Don't take it away from me.
That's just what was here. Let me see. Phone call. Just two. Well, I got this one, which is the rando, you know, the one where the person calls and then you're supposed to answer back. Remember? Like, pizza, you ordered 20 pizzas and you're supposed to, you know, whatever. I got this.
You want me to talk to them?
To your house?
Wait. Hold on. You want to talk to it? You want to talk to it?
No. Do you want me to?
If you don't want to, you don't have to. I think it's silly, but. Only reason I like this one is because it says chicken sandwich in it.
Like chicken.
Here.
Directions to your house?
What?
Yeah, you ordered the giant chicken sandwich, right?
Yeah, I do like.
Are you trying to play games with me?
No.
This thing is huge. There's 6 pounds of meat in this burger. Do you have any idea how much it costs for us to make it?
Like $8, I'm guessing.
That's where it ends. Just FYI. Someone has a party with sending us these every week. I don't know. They're enjoying themselves. I just like that one because it was chicken sandwich. Chicken. Budweiser? Zum sent in a PlayStation VR review. And I listened to it, and it's kind of for you, T-Hat. Or he originally was for you. I think it's for everybody now. But he gave it a rating at the end, and I heard it. I didn't know he was gonna give it a rating, a 1 to 10. So if you guys want to guess, you can guess. If not, I don't care. But he did give it a number.
Let me just preface this whole thing by saying that he said Thor Ragnarok is the best movie ever made. Ever. So go ahead and figure out what you want to figure out.
Just use that to weigh on what you think this review will be like, right?
Use it to something.
Okay. Well, I won't make you give a number. I mean, we can just play it. So here we go.
Hello, Zom here. So I'm doing this again. I thought I should give a review again to PlayStation VR. So I got that for like Black Friday last week. It was amazing the first time I put it on. The experience is surreal. Like, you wouldn't, like, if you never seen VR, it's like a new taste or feeling like you never seen. Like, it's kind of funny to explain. It was really, really great. When I put it on, I couldn't stop laughing. My brother tried it on, and he couldn't stop laughing because it was so, what's happening? This is not, I can't believe this is, looks so real. And yeah, it got kind of old after a while, and I was like, let's try some other games. I bought some other games, and all the games are like short. They seem really fun, but it's like so expensive to get the games and everything for me at least. So I'm returning the bitch, and I guess I will get a Nintendo Switch now, which would be a much better value for money in terms of entertainment, I guess. So yeah, PlayStation VR is definitely great, but you need the PlayStation 4 Pro if you want really good graphics. You can use it on PS4 Pro, but I mean on PS4, but I don't recommend it. So yeah, get it only if you are rich, I guess. Otherwise, don't get it. I give it a 6 out of 10.
There you go. 6 out of 10. Any thoughts? Turn it, Esther?
Yeah, fuck you, Zum. And, you know, the fact that you said that, it's a wonderful thing, and don't get it. It's a terrible thing. But I get it. I would get it, but don't get it. It's you're fucking ridiculous, and you should never give reviews on anything. And you know, the PlayStation VR. What did he say? What did he even say?
Well, what I got out of it was, I think it's the games that aren't so great for it yet.
He said he's going to return it.
Yeah,
he's returning it.
He's returning it.
But when I talk to him on the internet, he's like, oh, it's the best. It's the best thing. And I'm talking like, this guy. Think of these other people reviewing shit. Like, I don't know. Review it or don't review it. It's not a real review if you say it's the best and then you say it's the worst. I'm returning it. I love this thing. He was telling me on Twitter. I love it. It's wonderful. It's the most amazing. You must get the PlayStation. If I had bought a PlayStation and then bought the fucking PlayStation VR and then you tell me you're returning it, I would kill you, Zum. I would fucking fly to Romania and I would fucking murder you for $600 or whatever the fuck it cost me to buy that shit. Stop saying shit on the internet if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And that includes saying that Rogue One is one of the best Star Wars films ever made. That's ridiculous. Fuck you. We're going to fight. Someone's going to fight. The fight to the death. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Esther knows. Ben's nuts.
Yeah, I'm crazy. What
do you think about saggy dogs?
Saggy dogs? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, like some kind of dog that can't cut his hair.
What does that mean? Is that what you want?
Listen to it. This is intense.
This is you and Zump.
Me and Zump.
I like PlayStation. Wait a minute. I don't like it. Okay, guess what, Zump? I'm gonna fuck kill you with one of these rock blades. Let's do this. Come on! Fuck you, Tom.
Think we're getting
fuck one bullshit.
I'm waiting for the payoff.
I know. Thumbs like, I got the Xbox 3. I'm happy. I haven't read my bag. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
XL Malcolm says, I can't wait for Turdat to hear this on Monday.
I won't hear until someone tells me I got blocked. Then I will listen back. And
yeah, who's going to block this week? Like, do the fucking apology tour next week. Like, I'm sorry to the relatives that blocked me this week. Sorry about calling it a puppy mill. Sorry about talking about your Twitter beard. Sorry.
Dude, you're the one that said his beard was creepy.
I don't even remember what the fuck. It was like some random guy that follows you. And you're like, hey, everybody, let's look at this guy.
And Astor's right. Like, that guy just tweets to have content. He doesn't do anything. He has no content. I go back. I don't know.
I'll have to check and see if I'm blocked. But he never followed me. I'm probably blocked.
Bottom line is, I don't think it was a big deal. I feel like if no one's talking shit about you, you're not doing it right.
If no one hates you, then you've made a mistake.
For real.
Yeah, you know. It's no skin off my nose. I didn't even know the guy existed.
That's Mark Twain shit.
Well, anyway, let me do this.
Thanks for tuning into VinChats. If you want to get in touch with these guys, you'll find them all on Twitter. Finn will be at VinChat. Esta is going to be at VinChat_Esta. Turdhat is at Turdhat2. Sauce will be at
Overdose of Sauce.
Send them some actual mail at P.O. Box 6654, Concord, California, 94520. Send your emails and audio attachments to vinchat@gmail.com. Call them on Skype, 925-246-2428. That's 925-246-CHAT.
All right, I got the outro song here, and then I got a Turdat help you, where you're going to help Zum fix what's wrong with him. Okay?
Oh, shit. All right.
I mean, he called in some legitimate things. It's not, you know.
Oh, you're good.
It's not, hey, Turdat, how do I fix go fuck yourself? You know, it's like real
I do.
Things.
I only do legitimate shit.
No, I'm talking about him. He didn't call in a joke, is what I'm saying. X-Not Malcolm gave me a couple songs a ways back that I never used, and he told me at the time, like, I got two songs, you can pick one or two, and then you play one. And I don't know what exactly that means, but I have two songs here, so I need to ask you, you know, you guys, do you want one or two? One of you tell me a number.
Two.
Two.
Okay, two it is. I have no idea what this is. We'll catch you on the flip side, and we're out.
He used to hold the doors for all the girls, but Mr. Cowboy ain't no good no more. He used to apologize when he was wrong, but Mr. Cowboy ain't no good no more. I said, yeah, oh, Mr. Cowboy ain't no good no more. He used to write a letter to proclaim his love, but Mr. Cowboy ain't no good no more. Used to buy him flowers, call her his dove, but Mr. Go Boy ain't no good no more. I said, yeah, oh, I'm telling ya, Mr. Go Boy ain't no good no more. Someone hurt your heart and you turned cold. You got a taste of the other life in your soul.
Was gonna end and it didn't end, and it didn't end. But there's some good comments about that. So what happened was, when next time Malcolm was on the show, he sent me two songs, and I think one of them was supposed, I think he said, well, let's see, what did he say? Well, first of all, we picked number two, and he says, who's number two work for? But he says, I have no recollection of this. I think I told you one was good and the other was something of the two songs that he sent me. And then Brighter Side said this is the something. And I said, I'll use the other one next week. And it'll be interesting to find out, was this the one that was supposed to be good, or was the other one the one that was supposed to be good? You know what I mean? Like, maybe the other one is, you know, a guy banging pots and pans around the room. Who knows? Maybe this was the good one. And Swang Tong says, if only the neuralizer was a real thing from Men in Black. So he could erase this from his brain. Next time Malcolm says, I think we look for something that was different from everything we'd heard. And this is different. And Brierside said, this sounds like the background for a ladies' shoe commercial. And next time Malcolm says, or Tampax.
So, Tampax, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, you ready for some T-Hat help you?
Always.
All right.
You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch.
I had it sitting here. I have the Turd I Help You music there. And then I got, let me see, where?
Bump, bump, bump.
Here we go.
Bump, bump.
Nope, go ahead. It's all right.
No, it shouldn't.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes I think about buying a bunch of cocaine and just.
Okay.
Do whatever.
I saw a clip this week that I was tempted to pull, but it didn't have enough audio to make it funny. But apparently it was on, I found it on Reddit. I figured, you know, a bunch of people already seen it anyway. But it was a comic that was apparently getting heckled by this guy. And the guy went to the bathroom.
I saw it.
Did you see it?
And he looks in his pocket and he's like, oh shit.
And he finds cocaine in his pocket.
Yeah.
The guy got heckled by somebody. The heckler went to the bathroom. And so he's talking to the crowd. He's like, should I put on that guy's jacket? And he puts on the heckler's jacket and he starts going through the pockets. And he's like, you know, paper towel here or, you know, piece of gum there. And then he reaches into the side pocket and he pulls out a bag of cocaine. He's like, okay. Puts it back in. He's like,
yeah.
He never even says what it is, but you could see like a little white bag full of powder. And he just puts it back in. He's like, that's okay. All right. And he takes off the jacket and puts it back in the guy's seat. But it just wasn't, it was too visual to fucking, you know. Anyway, here we go.
Hey, Venture Tom, internet's helping you, internet's helping you. Yeah, I know it's weird, but he's really helping you, internet's helping you. He might not have a license in a legal sort of way, but he's licensed in his mind, and for me that's okay. Get the answer you need, not the answer you want. Then play some clips of mountain lions and monks. Turnet gets his gift from eating kombucha chunks. Turnet's helping you. Turnet's helping you.
All right. It's an audio. You know, Zum sent in an audio call.
Is this Zum?
Yeah, it's Zum. Hmm. Now I really know he's blacked out because I said it was Zum like 5 times to him already.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. This is probably better. Okay. All right, listen close, Zum. I mean, Zum. Turdat, here you go.
Thank you. Hello again, Zum here. Hey, Dr. Turdat. Or Dr. Duckshit, I got something for you right here. I've been having some issues for the past 4 years almost, I think. When I went in UK to work, what happened, it was I was in a house with a lot of people and I just couldn't sleep properly, so I put some earplugs. Then the earplugs became uncomfortable and I started having this stupid habit of putting some like paper pops, like tiny papers smushed into the ear just to have the comfort of the what do you call it, like you know, like to feel like your squishy noise, like strong noise is covered, like so I wouldn't get woke up. So yeah, so ever since then I can't sleep without having earplugs or some paper in my ear, you know. What do I do about that? How can I get rid of this habit? I just have this routine, like I can't get rid of it. Also, I've been sleeping on my belly since I was 10 years old, and I haven't slept on my back since then. And now I'm starting to have issues, like I can't sleep proper because I'm fatter. I gotta get a special pillow and sleep on my liver or shit like that. So, help me, bro. Can you help me? Thank you. Bye.
I love the music he's got going in the background of that. So, problem number one is the earplugs. Problem number two is he sleeps on his stomach. He's never slept on his back.
What's problem number three?
That's it. There's just those two, I think.
Okay. Well, let's just say it's his basketball stomach.
That's one of them.
Let's say... Let's go to number one.
That's the earplugs. He has to sleep with earplugs in.
Okay. When I put in the earplug, I use those foam ones that you twist tight and you stick in and you want to expand and close the ear canal. Do you have that? Like, what's his earplug scenario?
He started with earplugs, he said, and those became uncomfortable. And I had to do a little bit of translation here, but I think I know what he's talking about. He said he had to use paper puffs to put in his ears. I think what he means is cotton balls. Paper puffs, right? I had to put paper puffs in my ears. And I'm thinking that's got to mean cotton balls. But anyway, he needs to use earplugs. He can't sleep without them. So he doesn't want... I think he doesn't want to use them, but he can't sleep without them.
No. He can't. Yeah, you're going to sleep without them.
And that's the end of Turn It Up, You.
Yeah, but what's a... Yeah. Were we talking about somebody before that?
No, well, he's got that. So he's got the earplug problems. And then he said he slept on his stomach since he was...
I've slept on my bellies since I was a little boy. And he can't sleep on his back.
Yeah. Briarside came up with the same answer as me with the cotton balls thing. So he's a problem sleeping on his... He can only sleep on his stomach, and he can only sleep with earplugs in. Those are basically his problems.
You know that... what you sleep on your stomach, that's like that's like one of those guys trying to, you ever seen the lumberjack challenge where they're riding on a fucking log in the river,
rolling around in a log?
Yeah, or they're chopping something. Lumberjacks, dude.
What does that mean?
I just mean, Zum, you need to take a checkpoint on that basketball you're smuggling. You know what I'm saying?
Not really. I mean, I sort of know I knew hearing this, you're going to say, we'll just lose weight. But what about the earplugs thing?
Well, what I normally do is take a...
Roll it up real tight.
Earplug. I roll it up tight, stick it in there deep, as deep as you can go. Let it expand. And let it sit for half a day, or maybe more. So what happens is... Once you pull it out, you got this nice clump of deep ear wax. You collected it.
So that's all. Everything's fixed then. Briarside had a good point. When we were on the RV with him, he slept like 50% of the time. He had no problem sleeping then.
Who, Briarside?
No, Zum slept 50% of the time on the RV. No earplugs, no nothing. He was out. X-Men Malcolm says, take a checkpoint. Just jot that in the show titles for me, would you, Esta? Take a checkpoint.
Will do.
Then Briarside said, he's gone. Yeah, we're at the tail end of
it. Boy, you know what we could do right now?
What?
Let's meet at Outback right now. What time? Let's go down to Outback. Let's go down to Outback and get some shit. You want to do that?
For openers, you can walk to Outback. Turdak can walk to Outback, and I can't walk to Outback, and there's no way I'm jumping in the car and driving to Outback at 12:30. Can you imagine what it looks like in there right now at 12:30 at night? In that shitty Outback Steakhouse. I mean, there's the over-under. What's the over-under that there's, like, one corpse in there in the corner? Like, a dead guy. Like, died in the middle of his meal. An old dead body.
I listened to this whole thing about today, like, this lady describing the nuclear bomb hitting Hiroshima. Like, zombie-like dudes running at her, and they're in their stomachs exploding. And that is what it's like at Outback Steakhouse on a fucking Friday. It's horrible.
12:30 at night on a Friday at Outback Steakhouse.
Most horrible thing is like Hiroshima.
People. Oh, no. I won't even go there. Well, that was a very successful turn to help you. I think all of his problems are solved.
I solved your problems, Brighterside. Next time you come here, I'm going to fuck you up, Brighterside. And Fahit, where you at? Watch yourself. Better watch it.
Well, I think that's the end of... Turn out of what?
Real quickly.
Go ahead.
Weed is legal in Mbaban.
What's that?
Abadaban.
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 I missed what he said. We need to what?
He said weed is legal in about a month.
Wait, say it one more time. Sorry, you cut out there for me.
He said weed is legal in about a month.
Oh. That's going to help the show tenfold. I can't, you know, need to add something else into the mix.
Yeah.
Can't wait. You want it? That's the end of?
Ba-da-ba.
All right.
Safety!
Angry.
A, B.
Safety!
Yeah!
G. I don't have any more. That's all they gave me. That's all I got.
Dude, that feels like I just finished a cooking quest.
Yeah. You did it. All of his problems are now solved. You finished a quest.
I cook. Pizza.
I think you're about to make some pea soup in the shower.
No.
Well, this one may wrap up a tad early. X. Malcolm says, bro needs to take a checkpoint. You might need to take a checkpoint.
What does that mean, take?
You better hit a checkpoint to save your progress, because you're going to lose a life otherwise.
Guess what? I'm on a fucking...
When you get drunk enough where the words just don't come anymore, and you gotta hit your fist on the desk. A bridge abutment. Yeah. Understood. I feel like it's about time for some
Blaze ball. Oh yeah, dude, you're shy on the.
Huh?
Well, the sounds.
No sounds tonight.
No. Huh?
There wasn't many.
There was a little, yeah. I hit some zingers. I got boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. When you were talking about that.
That was pretty good.
I had a few other ones. I got Gah in there when you were all fired up about Zum. or no, about the movies. A few other things. Some weeks they're sound heavy. Some weeks they're sound light. And, you know, some weeks there's
blaze ball. Yeah.
Waiting for that. You want to wrap it up? Busy week.
Well, I've got brain damage.
No, it
depends. It depends what your eye you ask.
It's one looking one way, one looking the other way.
My eyes have different views on this subject.
There are weeks where I wonder how he makes it back in the house, or if he just sits in there. You know what I'm saying?
That smells like
yeah.
Smells like teen spirit.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
My kids don't really annoy me when they're eating. They eat cereal near me. If they're being gross, yeah, I'll say something. But I don't know. It's sort of, I don't want to say selective. Has a lot to do with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Certain people it'll bother you more.
Gum snapping, mostly. Whatever. Yeah,
I don't want you to show me your food, for sure. Like, I don't want to see your mouth open, and I don't want to see what you're eating, you know, chewing up food. That bothers me more than the noise does. Like, open mouth, wet, smacking?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I can still. I mean, that brings me back to my childhood.
Not many people do it, thank God, you know, adults, but once in a while you run across a person who also, you know, or like the one that usually they love to talk while there's food in their mouth. I don't like that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, swallow your shit.
There's a lot of little things. I put up with a lot of shit during the day, but like a little slurp here and there, I'll let it pass. Coffee slurp. Maybe someone's got a bag of chips in the office. Okay. Once in a while, bag of chips. All right. But if it's more than, you know, once in a while, I'm going to be like, dude, I can't. You got to not do that.
That's the one that makes me laugh, because the bag of chips is just like, it seems so innocent. Like, there's no intent to harm.
It's dead silent. It's not okay, especially kettle chips. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Kettle chips.
Everyone in my office knows what's what.
Yeah.
And I would, if they had some issue, I would, you know, I don't fucking try and make a vegetarian eat meat. I don't go pushing meat in their mouth. And I'm a non-crunchitarian, dude, and I don't want them pushing that shit in my ear. You know what I'm saying?
Non-crunchitarian.
Whatever you want to call it. Let's respect each other.